Hello, my name is Sharissa, and welcome to our podcast, Conquering Stress in the New Normal. Last year was a difficult year, especially for teachers such as yourselves. The pressure to continue to perform and to do your jobs to the best of your abilities was severely impacted by the coronavirus. The effects can still be felt across South Africa to this day. Teachers are some of the most important people in South Africa. You are responsible for teaching our next generation, and the neurologically impaired children at Letty Foshier School are some of the most vulnerable members of our society, especially given the COVID-19 context. It is stressful under normal circumstances, but we can only imagine what you have been through in the last year and a half. We would like to offer some helpful insight into the stress you have experienced and suggest some simple, fun strategies to help you cope with stress better in the future. You may not always be aware of the amount of stress you experience, but we realize how difficult your situations as teachers have been. It is for this reason that we care and love into developing this podcast to provide you with a little bit of extra support. Stress is the body's fight, freeze, or flight response to fear. You may be thinking to yourself that fear is not the predominant emotion you have experienced during this time. But consider this. The constant worry that you have experienced with regards to schools closing and reopening at unusual times, the safety of your learners, whom are diagnosed with comorbidities, your own health, and the health of your families and colleagues, and job security, may have contributed to the chronic stress you have experienced, and this is a form of fear that you would experience as teachers. When the first lockdown began at the beginning of 2020, many of us were under the impression that it would not last very long. As time passed, we understood that this would not be the case, which would have contributed immensely to the stress that you continue to experience. Living and teaching within the coronavirus pandemic has become the new normal, but it is likely that you still experience high levels of stress, and this would not only impact you negatively, but it could impact those around you as well. You as teachers have experienced so much hardship, so we think that it's important to bring a bit of positivity into your lives. Positive psychology is such a wonderful division of the psychology profession, and although it is relatively new, it lets you focus on and emphasize the positive influences in your lives. I'm going to talk you through a very helpful and influential acronym in positive psychology. This acronym is PERMA. It will be easy for you to remember and make use of in difficult times. PERMA stands for Positive Emotions, Engagement, Relationships, Meaning, and Achievement. Positive emotions will assist you to attain happiness in life. Although it might sound like everyone would know this, the influence of positive thoughts and feelings are often overlooked. Your stress levels will be positively impacted by positive emotions. If you are able to foster positive emotions, you will better be equipped to handle difficulties and stressful situations, such as a family member or one of your students contracting COVID-19. In order for you to experience positive emotions, it is important to foster positive thoughts. Positive thoughts lead to joy and life satisfaction. If you focus on negative thoughts constantly, you will tend to be more stressed. While it's very important for you to acknowledge negative emotions and work through them, you should always place emphasis on the positive aspects of your environment, as this will help you experience positive emotions. I know personally that making a child smile is one of the best feelings in the world. You as teachers have so much influence on your learners, and you have such a positive impact in their lives, especially because they are diagnosed with neurological difficulties. Drawing on the positive thoughts and feelings you get from being involved in their lives is a perfect example of how you can foster positive emotions. You may find the following ideas useful as well. Bringing some fun into your interactions with your learners will foster more positive feelings. Playing a new fun game with them once a week will not only help them stay positive and enjoy school, but it will be fun for you as their teacher as well. Did you know that you as teachers can train your brain to automatically focus more on positive information, both in your personal and work lives? You are naturally aware of your environment, which is an unconditioned response, and your environment provides both negative and positive information, which is an unconditioned stimulus. If you place more emphasis on the positive information, it will lead to a more positive emotion, which in turn becomes a conditioned stimulus. The correlation between positive emotions and positive information then becomes a conditioned association. You will then condition your brain to focus more on positive information. This will become an automatic response through time, which will reduce stress in the long run. Engagement is focused on being completely immersed, fully focused, and present in the current moment. It is a healthy and productive way to nurture your happiness. You may find that when you have downtime, which is difficult to come by as a teacher to begin with, your mind will wander to situations that cause worry and thus excess stress. You may find it difficult to switch off. I cannot emphasize enough the importance of something like a hobby. I know time can be difficult to come by, but devoting even just half an hour a day to an activity that you can fully engage and immerse yourself in will give your mind an opportunity to rest. This is because it does not have to focus on a million different things at one time. You may be wondering how to pick an activity that you can fully engage with and enjoy. The following will help you decide. The first step is to identify your character strengths. Character strengths are positive parts of your personality that have an impact on how you think, feel, and behave. Likely character strengths that you possess would be kindness and patience, because of the nature of the work you do with the children at the Leti Fushia school. Your character strengths dictate how you approach stressful situations. A helpful website to visit to identify what your character strengths are is www.authentichappiness.sas.upenn.edu. The next step would be to identify an activity that plays to your character strengths. Perhaps reading to children at a library after school could be a good way to foster your kindness. A hobby like painting or drawing takes patience and perseverance. It doesn't matter if you aren't good at drawing or painting, as long as you enjoy yourself and it engages your mind. The last thing to remember is that consistency and perseverance with the activity you choose is immensely important. Rome wasn't built in a day. You may experience frustration, but in the end, you may very well find something new that you love doing and allows you to relax. You are highly skilled and incredibly strong teachers who endure so much. I can think that teaching the children at the Leti Fushia school is already a love of yours. You can also focus your engagement on your learners. If this is the way that you find happiness and peace, then it's a perfect activity to engage in, as long as you are able to focus your whole attention on one activity with your learners at a time and foster positive emotions out of it. Then it is just as good as a hobby. Positive relationships are the next area of focus in the PERMA acronym. It is important for you to feel valued by those around you. Having close, mutually beneficial relationships will increase your overall well-being. If you have positive emotional connections with your loved ones, it will make it easier to deal with and adjust to stressful situations. Even if you find yourself being a more introverted person, human beings are a social species, and meaningful connection with others is important. Remember that you are not alone on your own island. You are a teacher and are exceptionally equipped to make connections with your learners, but they are not the only people in your life. Here are a few tips to build your connections with others. Spending time with your friends is important, but it is even more important to spend time with them doing activities that you enjoy. You could create a book club together or go on walks together. This will not only strengthen your relationships with your friends, but it will increase your engagement in activities you enjoy and foster positive emotions at the same time. This incorporates the first two PERMA aspects into this third one. Family should not be forgotten, as they can also be an important form of support for you. You can organize a family get-together once a week to play games and relax, as well as share some difficulties you have experienced. You are only human, and it's important for you to realize that you may have to be strong for your learners, but you can open up to your friends and family about your struggles. They are there as a shoulder to cry on, just as you may be for them at times. It is all about mutually reciprocal positive relationships. If you find there are people in your life that are draining instead of supportful, it may be wise to limit contact with them. It does not make you a selfish person. Your well-being and happiness is extremely important. It's not only important for you, but your learners rely on you every day for support. If you are stressed and unhappy, it will limit your ability to be positive, influential role models in your learners' lives. Meaning can be defined as the need to have a sense of value and worth in your own life. Martin Seligman proposed that meaning can be fostered through belonging and or serving something greater than yourself. Meaning in your own life may be correlated with the extent to which you feel you are fulfilling your purpose professionally, socially, creatively, or spiritually. You as teachers may foster meaning in your lives by the impact you have on your learners. You already serve a great cause, greater than yourself, and are instrumental in the happy development of your learners. When you are very stressed or having a difficult day, you forget how positive and influential your presence is. This is where you should focus on improving. I already know how incredible your contribution and hard work is, but it is important that you know it as well. You can do the following to help remind yourself and your fellow colleagues of your importance. You and your fellow teachers can have a small positive feedback box in the staff room. You can give your fellow colleagues positive feedback and words of encouragement, especially when you see they are having a difficult day. This will help you and other teachers feel accomplished and like they are fulfilling their vocational purpose. You could also put up a mood board in the staff room in which you and the other teachers can put up different things that have made you happy, such as a special drawing from a student or a picture of you with your class. It will serve as a daily reminder of your positive feelings and give you all a reason to smile. Building better relationships with your fellow teachers can also foster meaning. Having team-building activities in a safe, socially distanced manner can improve morale and remind each of you that you have a support system around you that has the same goal as you, to be helpful and positively impact the lives of your learners. You can also learn valuable skills from fellow colleagues in these team-building activities. Achievement is the last concept in the acronym PERMA. Experiencing a sense of achievement is also important when you wish to handle stress. You as teachers will feel a sense of achievement if you are able to handle hold-ups and setbacks effectively. Having goals and attaining them will give you a sense of mastery and will remind you how capable you are as teachers and as human beings. It will cultivate hope, optimism, courage, which will all help you fight against the negative consequences of stress. You can increase your sense of achievement in the following ways. Remember to set goals that are SMART, meaning specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-specific. If you combine goals with your values and incorporate the other letters in the acronym PERMA, you will feel a greater sense of achievement once you fulfill them. For example, you as a teacher could make a to-do list and prioritize what is most important on that list. Avoid using words such as should and could. Make the to-do list as specific as possible. By making use of a list, you can measure your progress by the items you are able to tick off. Trust me, this is very satisfying, especially for those of you who enjoy visual confirmation of your activities. Make sure your to-do list has items on it that are achievable in the short term. Instead of writing down, read 100 books this year, write down, read one book this week. Break goals into small, achievable pieces that do not take too much time to get done. Write goals on a daily or weekly basis, but not longer than that. Make sure your goals are relevant to what stage of life you are currently in. There is no point in writing down, be an engineer, if you are currently a teacher. It's not to say that you wouldn't ever become an engineer, but your short-term focus is not on that. Create a planner or schedule to keep track of your goals and the timeline for them. This is helpful if you feel you do have very important long-term goals, but it also reminds you on a time you have set for your short-term goals. It is important for you as a teacher to reflect on your past successes and celebrate your achievements, even if they are small ones. You can reflect on your accomplishments and situations that you have felt you could have done better in. This will help you in similar situations in the future. Mistakes are a way for you to learn and improve, and you should never see them as a failure or regard yourself as one. Every mistake is an opportunity for a new goal and a way to learn something new. Life is often full of uncertainty and it can throw a lot at us, but at the end of the day, we must remember to be patient and kind to ourselves and others. We hope this podcast has helped you, even in a small way, to see the light in every situation. You are so valuable as teachers, and your learners are very lucky to have you in their lives. They think the world of you, so it's only right that you think the same. Try and use what advice we have imparted today, but remember nobody is perfect, and there are likely more difficult times to come. You are strong, and you will endure. In the words of Karin Salmonson, you have dealt with so much and done the best that you can. Take a moment now to appreciate how strong you are. Thank you.